Well, happy New Year, everybody. I hope you had a good one despite all the restrictions and the fact that you just had to sit at home and watch fireworks display on BBC, which we'll take a look at now. I had a bit of a peaceful Christmas. I haven't uploaded much in the last couple of weeks. I did a couple of BitChute videos, but mainly, as is me tradition, I just kind of took some time out and relaxed over Christmas, which is something I think that everybody should do, just to depoliticize yourself. But I think we're all glad to see the back of 2020. But you weren't gonna get off the hook entirely if you sat here. I just want to sort of draw out the scene of what it would have been like for most of Middle England. I mean, on New Year's Eve, you can't go out, you can't meet your friends, you can't go to the pub, you can't go to a restaurant. So you're gonna what? You're gonna get yourself a bottle of wine or a bit of plonk and sit inside, and you think, all right, get the missus, we'll watch the BBC's fireworks display. We can't go wrong with that. Well, just maybe it'll just be like a nice, sort of chilled out, nice, pretty fireworks display to see the end of 2020, which has been this horrible year. And no, and it reminds us of a story what I used to go around when I was a young lad. Imagine the worst nightclub that you've ever been in, and you've just had a clip while you were standing at the bar, and then just as you're like crawling on your hands and knees trying to get out of the nightclub, the bouncer comes running over and kicks you in the balls from behind as hard as he possibly can, and then just kind of shoves you out of the door to leave you rotting there, writhing in pain. That was pretty much what Middle England got from the BBC's woke fireworks display. It was a way that all of the shit, all of the stuff that had been boiling your piss all throughout 2020, it was like just one more poke in the eye, just one more glob of phlegm in your pint. That's what the BBC's did with the fireworks display. It was worship the NHS, Black Lives Matter, fists in the air, EU colours, all of this messaging about the lockdown. So that was the way the BBC wanted us to bow out of 2020. Just one last kick in the balls before 2020 finally drew itself to a close. And then when you look on Twitter and you see on social media all the libtards coming out and laughing because the racist gammons are triggered by anti-racism the NHS and all of that, like that's not actually the issue. You can take the issue of Black Lives Matter and what they actually stand for, whether it's legitimate or not, whether it's just like this psyop from the elites to sort of bash people over the heads and bore them to death. Really, the reaction was one of shock because all of a sudden, it's about how deeply politicized the society is. Why is it? I mean, just take a step back and think of it that a fireworks display on New Year's Eve becomes all about politics. It has political messaging in there with a certain left-wing globalist slant to it as well. So something that should be just pure enjoyment. And enjoying the end of the year, seeing in the new year, singing some songs, having a tot of whiskey, all of a sudden you're thrown straight back into the political arena, which is to say that nowhere is non-political. You're completely saturated in politics everywhere at all times. And this is what pissed so many people off. And what the libtards try to do is say, well, you're just triggered by Black Lives Matter. It's actually being triggered by politics itself. That politics intrudes on everything, absolutely everything about the current situation. There's no escape from it whatsoever. That's the issue. As I say, we can have the debate about these issues at another time. But when, can we not just get to switch it off ever? Ever, does it have to be there at every waking moment, at every single event in the country? Well, it seems to be so. And they're smug about it as well. Another thing that I noticed the libtard saying was that it's just referencing what went on in yeah. So in that case, they actually have a point. So you've got the stuff about worshipping the NHS, like lockdown. I mean, you know, I've said it before, Britain is mainly just a health service with a nation attached to it. And then you've got the Black Lives Matter thing and the riots. So all of these things come up again. There's the vaccinations, there's the lockdown, there's the European Union was in there. You've got the eco agenda with David Attenborough coming over it. And so then you think, well, yeah, it is true that these were the big stories of 2020, but the problem is they were all PR psyops as well. They were all political messaging coming out of globalist NGOs and the mass media. So all the fireworks display was doing was referencing themselves. They were referencing other stories that they'd created in 2020. So, I mean, you talk about postmodernism. This was like a reference to a reference of a reference. Take Black Lives Matter, for example. So you've got Black Lives Matter fireworks displays on New Year's. It's disgusting. And it isn't about the actual issue. It's about the politics and truths and everything. But even when it does, it's only an issue in the first place because in the summer they rolled it out. There was a media-created narrative. The NGOs, the multinationals, they all got on board with, and they rammed it down everybody's throat. So then, yeah, it is true, but all they're doing is referencing themselves. It's like a reference to a reference to a reference. So it means all of what passes for the cultural life of the nation is mainly just a bunch of PR stunts and mass media narratives that get rammed down everybody's throats. I mean, I'd love to know the process that goes into this, how it's organised within these agencies that work for the government, for the City of London, for Sadiq Khan. Because presumably somebody is going to have said, you know, well, okay, we've got to have a fireworks display and there's not going to be many people there. So we'll just do like a nice straightforward fireworks display, maybe a Union Jack, like at the end, all of the fireworks sort of coalesce in like a big Union Jack. And then there's a drone that flies overhead and it says, happy 2021, Britain. And then you're going to have some prick that pops up and says, well, actually, I think the way to go is to like have all these commentary on American racial politics, which we've adopted now as well. And we also need to worship the NHS as well and go along with like the World Economic Forum's plans for like the global climate change agenda and all that. Like, this is what people really want when they're sitting at home having a tot of whiskey snuggled up with the spouse. This is what people actually like, really are crying out for on New Year's Eve, is this really heavy sort of political messaging from globalist elites. That's what they all love. Nothing really says New Year's Eve quite like having a racial agenda from America like shoved down their throats. And this is what went on all the way through 2020. So the libtards have kind of got a point. And as I said at the beginning, it's just like one kick in the balls on the way out of 2020. And I think looking ahead at what awaits us in 2021, it's going to be people trying to just make this stop. Will you please just make it stop? The endless brainwashing bullshit. And you see the backlash. It's on social media all of the time. I'll see how long this YouTube channel lasts. It's been throttled by you, YouTube. I'll probably be on BitTube by the end of the year. But I'm gonna carry on puncturing their balloons for them. Pompous arseholes that they are. They need to be told. So, Happy New Year, everybody. Just a quick one. And I'll catch you on further down the line.